Our story begins in Blake's suite at the Algonquin, where Marilyn and Blake are in bed.
I'm so happy we both found time in the middle of the afternoon to meet up.
It's so rare for us to have this time. I think we need to make the most of it.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
I talked to Gretchen earlier. I'm worried about her.
She's a big girl, Marilyn, and if you want, you can stop by her place later, once we're finished here.
Oh, and just what do you think we're going to be doing for the next hour while you're free?
The same thing we've been doing for the last hour. Now kiss me.
I like it when you take charge.
I can't get enough of you.
Oh, Blake. Ah!
Marilyn, what is it?
I just got a pain, that's all. It'll pass.
A pain? Where? Are you okay?
Yes, I'll be fine. But, you know what? Maybe I should go check on Gretchen now. I'm sorry, Blake.
No, it's all right. You don't have to be sorry. I know how much you love your sister.
We'll continue this another time, I promise.
You better believe it, though. Well, if you're going to see Gretchen, I think I'll hit the shower. Come and join me if you want.
Yeah, I might just do that. Oh, what's wrong with you, Marilyn?
At her apartment, Gretchen is talking with Charlie at the door.
Damn it, Charlie, I don't want to talk to you. Don't you get it? Now get the hell out of here.
Jeez, Louise, what the hell is the problem with you?
You're becoming a stalker, that's what. Now, leave me alone.
Stalker? Well, obviously I misread the signals, Miss Gretchen. But believe you me, I am not a stalker. I have no reason to be. It won't happen again. See ya.
Charlie, wait.
What?
Look. It's not you, okay? I'm just a little out of it today, dealing with my feelings about Carlos.
Dr. Suave, what feelings? I thought you despised the man.
Well, we had a bitter divorce, Charlie, but I never expected him to die, and certainly not like he did. It's made things so confused for me.
Died? What? Wait a minute. Did you just say Dr. Ramos is dead? Westside Hospital Dr. Ramos is dead?
Are you telling me you didn't know? Your sister was dating the guy.
No, I haven't seen Terry in a while, actually. Our schedules conflict. This is the first time hearing about this. What happened?
Carlos fell off the Manhattan Monthly building yesterday trying to talk a woman down from the ledge.
Oh my God. What woman? I mean, why haven't I heard anything about this?
It was all over the news last night. Your brother's secretary was the woman.
Evelyn? Damn, this is insane. I am way out of the loop here.
Apparently. Don't you ever talk to your brother or your sister?
Well, I've been so caught up with my production company that I haven't had a chance to. In fact, I haven't spoken to Blake since the dinner party.
And busy with Heidi?
Heidi? No, she and I are just friends, nothing more.
That's your business. Anyway, I didn't want you to leave like that, with me angry. Maybe we can do dinner sometime. I just can't think about that right now. Do you understand?
Yeah, sure. I guess, Dr. Suave, or John Carlos, rather, meant more to you than you realized.
Yeah, maybe he did.
At Dr. Hunt's office at the Westside Hospital, Alexandra has just arrived.
Okay, I'm here. And now what is this all about?
Alexandra, I'd like you to meet Rachel Cummings.
Hello, Alexandra.
Rachel, Dr. Hunt called me down here saying that you were claiming to be Adriana's sister. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I'm Adriana's sister.
Okay, now. I don't know what you're trying to pull here, but Adriana only has one sister, me. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Adriana isn't really a Cummings anyway. She's a Jones.
A Jones? I don't understand. I just assumed Jones was your married name.
I've never been married. Well, I guess I was for one day, but... Oh, hell, that's a completely different story. Listen, Adriana was kidnapped when she was 5 by this man named Ray Cummings. He raised her as his daughter, and she only recently found out about this.
Oh, my God! Ray Cummings kidnapped Adriana?
Rachel, why don't you tell Alexandra how you came to find out about Adriana?
Yes, please do.
Okay. First, you should know that I grew up in New Zealand. My parents were Colleen and Herman Cummings. They died about 6 months ago in a car accident.
And they were related to Ray Cummings somehow?
I didn't know it until after they were dead, but yes. I found out in a letter that I found in our attic, a letter from my grandmother to my father. It explains everything.
Well, let's see it.
I have it right here. Dear Herman, time is short. I feel like I may not make it through the summer, and I need to speak my heart to you. At this time, I feel like writing this down is the best way to proceed. I do not want my last days to be spent in anything but a loving relationship with you. As you know, we've not spoken about your cousin Ray in many years. The last we did, it led us to being estranged for several months. I hope when you find this letter, you will not be upset and will take what I've said to heart. When you took that child from Ray, I stood by and watched it happen. I thought it was the best thing for the child and for you and Colleen. Now I'm not so sure. I know that Ray was an awful man, but his daughter, Adriana, your cousin, was not. She did not deserve any of this to happen to her. In your heart, you believe you did the right thing. But if you look back now, knowing all that you did, can you honestly still say that you did? Ray did not deserve to be a father to that child, and I agree on that point. But isn't it time for all the lies to stop? It's time to make it all right. Find Adriana and tell her the truth, please. I know you barely knew her, but she is one of the few blood relatives you have in this world. Family comes above all else. I love you, son. Mom.
That's it? And... you were able to figure out that you're Adriana's sister from that confusing story?
I'm an only child, Alexandra. The child my grandmother was talking about was me. Ray Cummings was my father, and Adriana is my sister. That's the only explanation I can think of.
Ray Cummings was a kidnapper and an abusive father. If your father kept you from him, he did you a favor.
Rachel... you never knew that Herman and Colleen weren't your natural parents?
I had no idea, Dr. Hunt. Not until this letter. And now my parents are gone. Ray Cummings is gone. Adriana is the only family I know about in this world.
But she isn't your family. She's a Jones. I'm sorry, Rachel, but I'm not so sure that Adriana needs to hear any of this right now.
Oh, please, Alexandra. I've come so far to see my sister. Even if we're not blood sisters... she's the only one who knows about my father.
Look, Rachel, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you're probably better off not knowing the truth about the man. That may be why your parents kept this from you.
Please, Alexandra. I've come all the way from New Zealand to see Adriana. I won't upset her, I promise. Please.
Oh, all right. If it's all right with Dr. Hunt, I'll allow you to see her. Against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. This means everything to me.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.